Governor of Lebanon's central bank is an international fugitive, yet he remains in office. An Interpol red notice has been issued for Riyad Salemi. He is accused of embezzling public funds and other financial crimes, allegations he denies. The country's judiciary is refusing to hand him over to European courts for prosecution, on the grounds that the governor is already under investigation here on similar accusations. Judges also point to laws preventing the extradition of its nationals, but few believe the local probe will amount to anything.
There's been a culture of total impunity in Lebanon for those with power. No one has ever been of the political class, despite numerous, often documented allegations of corruption, of even in some cases ordering murders and other things. No one has ever been held to account.
Many Lebanese have lost their savings and the state is nearly bankrupt after years of corruption. Salemi, who headed the central bank for 3 decades, is being blamed. Critics say he enabled an unsustainable system, and that's one of the reasons why he hasn't been dismissed.
In Lebanon, the problem that we're facing is that we have a political class that is linked to the banking sector, and together they have made huge amounts of money. So if he falls, there is a huge risk that the whole political class falls, hence him being protected by this corrupt class and by the judiciary.
The central bank governor is being investigated in at least 5 European countries and says he will step down if there is a verdict against him, but he doesn't plan to seek a new mandate in July.
It is not clear how countries where Salemi is implicated will react to Lebanon's decision to try the case here. But Germany's arrest warrant, issued days after France, could be an indication that international legal pressure on Salemi will only increase.
So far, impunity appears to have triumphed over accountability, but the net could be closing on a man long considered untouchable. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.